One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't...
All right, well, obviously, step on my blue suede the Eagles shoe. And Phil certainly... conversation pieces today, but so too is the Sixers arena situation. For more on all of it, let's talk to Howard Eskin as we move from Elvis to Howard, one king to the next, brought to us by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. The king, Howard Eskin. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, buddy. So, Howard, I don't know if you heard Jason Kelce, very, very, very strong in his statements about the Sixers arena situation, not liking it go to Center City, and in particular, the organization strong-arming the city, you know, threatening to move, and if not, then give us what we want. I'm assuming you have a pretty similar sentiment. Let's start there, then we'll go Eagles and Phillies. Now that we know that the mayor is behind the efforts to advocate for it, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts have been known for a while. I think it will harm the city. It will cost the city money, and it was the worst decision Mayor Parker could have ever made, and it's selfish. She's worried about the unions, so she's already gotten herself reelected for the next term, and she's less than 1 year into this term. It will not be financially good. It will put that part of the city in gridlock. It's a shame what they've done to Chinatown. That town hall meeting they had last week was the biggest farce and the biggest dog and pony show I have ever seen. And I watched it. I have Wow. ever seen. And it was a dog and pony show. She already had her mind made up. She knew. And I like unions. You know, for the union people, I don't want to disparage unions, but they're going to have work regardless, because it's going to be somewhere else. And the fact that they threatened to go to New Jersey was never going to happen. It was not going to New Jersey. And she uses that as an excuse. And the headline they put out, we're keeping the Sixers in Philadelphia. They weren't going anywhere.
Let me ask you, okay, so Howard,
let me make one more point.
Sure.
And Jason's right, and I've been right. Josh Harris could care less about the city. All he cares about is his money. And it makes the value of the franchise more. And he will not be, I predict, he will not be the owner of the Sixers by the time that arena opens, because now he will get his money and get out.
Well, I hope he does get out, because, you know, I can't stand him as a steward of one of the teams we love here in town. Howard, let me ask you this, because there's things I know about it, but there's a lot I don't know about this whole thing. So it's interesting you say you don't think the Sixers would have moved to Camden. My instincts have been, and I could be wrong, that it was a legitimate play, because if they weren't going to get it in Center City and they weren't happy in South Philly, that they would strongly consider and or do Camden. Why do you think they never would have?
Well, Camden paid for their practice facility, $82.5 million. Camden, New Jersey did, mm-hmm. because Chris Christie, with the urging of other people, there were other people involved that were big over in that area that pushed it. And I don't want to get too deep into that, because there's some things that went on that probably shouldn't have gone on. So they didn't pay a penny for their... Do you think after putting up $82.5 million and get no benefit out of it, what benefit did Camden get by the practice facility over there? People don't get to see the Walk of Fame. They don't get to see anything about that practice facility. So they're going to put an arena over in Camden. Nobody was going to come to Camden, and to put up $4 million was a joke. There's no way that they were going to put up $400 million because the dynamics of that whole thing have changed. It wasn't going to happen. And the reality is they're going to get money from the city. First of all, they said it was going to be $1.5 billion. Then now it's $1.3 billion. And the reality, and I talk to people that build arenas and stadiums all over the world, it will cost no less than $2 billion. They're not going to have the money, and they're going to say that, hey, you know, we started this project, and we need some money. And they put a favored nations clause. They urge the city, and that's probably part of the agreement, which if the city gives anybody else any money, and there's a project that's in the planning for South Philadelphia with the Phillies and Comcast, down in that area. If they give anybody else any money, then the Sixers have to get money, too.
Let's talk about the Eagles.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, how long do we have to do without him, Howard?
Well, he's not going to play this week. And I would bet with a bye week after next week's game, that's in Tampa, that they might keep him out through that game. Because then you have the bye week, and then you have more time to heal. It's a hamstring.
So you're saying week six? Yeah, hamstrings are dicey, and especially for a skill position guy who needs to be explosive in and out of his breaks, it does mean you add another week or two to that prognosis.
And here's the reality of it. You can't, it's awful that they missed A.J. Brown. But you can't put it on one player unless it's your quarterback. And usually your quarterback is good for a couple of weeks, you know, playing without your starting quarterback when you have to play with the backup. You can't blame this on missing A.J. Brown. This is more than not having A.J. Brown. And the quarterback, even without A.J. Brown, I think has got to throw for more than 183 yards. You've got to score more than 21 points to win football games in the NFL now, and especially against Atlanta. And their defense is good. There's so many things that came into play here. And, hey, it's terrible missing A.J. Brown. And he's not going to be here for New Orleans. And I think they're going to play a pretty good game against New Orleans.
I do, too.
I don't know how, but I think they're going to play a good game.
Well, we got to stop the run, though, Howard. How do we fix the fact that our defense got destroyed by the weak side zone against the Falcons?
I think they're better than that. I said last week, and I think I said it with you guys, I was worried about this game because it looked too easy, and you have two tough games on the other side. But I think they got a wake-up call. I don't know how they're going to stop the run. And Kamara is unbelievable, but if you stop the run, then you got to stop Derek Carr. I mean, come on, Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback, but he's not what he's been. And they beat a Cowboy team who sucks. I think they suck, and I really do think they
suck. So, Howard, let me ask you about Bryce Huff for a second. So there are some athletes that don't play well because they're just not good. There are some athletes that are good, but they don't try their hardest after getting paid. I just want to ask this fundamental question. Do you believe Bryce Huff is trying his hardest?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, actually. Well, I might rather it be no, and then he can try harder and be better. So that's interesting. You think he's really putting in the work?
Yeah.
So is he actually no good?
Well, he's gotten older. Remember, his swing is so violent. It's so hard. And
not Bryce Harper.
Bryce Huff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's reset. Reset.
Very different thing.
Right, back to Bryce Huff. Do you think Bryce Huff after
really changed? Do you really change?
No, you misheard it. It's like, all right, Howard. So
I thought you said Bryce Harper.
No, well, I'm sure Huff and Harper are similar, but no. All right. So do you think Bryce Huff is trying his hardest?
No. No, but maybe that's all he's got. I talked to somebody outside of the organization, and they never thought that Bryce Huff was a first down player. Never thought that he was. Now, somebody in the organization did, and Howie agreed with it, that they thought he was a first down player. You're there against, you're not just a pass rusher. So, he's just not good enough.
There's someone in addition to Howie who thought that he would be a good every down player, a guy who could stop the run. It's not just Howie.
Well, I mean, presumably, if they're going to sign a guy for $51 million, more than one person wants him. Could be the D coordinator, could be position coaches, could be
scouting department.
Could be any of them. I mean, could be any of those guys. Well, look, that's a major problem, Howard. Howard, let me ask you this. We had a poll question yesterday.
But I don't want Hassan Reddick. They can't have him come back because he wants the money that nobody wants to pay him. So
it's not going to happen. So Howard,
so does he go this entire season without playing football, Howard?
Good question.
If he's that stupid, he's already blown up probably well over $6 million of his $14.5 million contract. He's already blown that up.
Well, what happens? I mean, he runs the risk of not getting an accrued season of getting $0.
He does run that risk.
for this year.
I think he's got to come back. He's got to come back. And the Jets won a game, and they might win another. So they could be 2-1 after what they're playing tonight. They could be 2-1 after tonight, and that's not a strong position for Hassan Reddick.
Am I remembering it right? Didn't Le'Veon Bell have a year where he sat out a big chunk in a contract dispute? Does
Correct.
This ring a bell?
Yeah, with the Steelers. With he actually stayed out. Yeah.
Was it a whole year?
Yeah, so the rule is they have to play at least six, or they have to be on the roster for at least six regular season games. So essentially you can hold out till after game 10.
Thanksgiving or something. Yeah. Did Le'Veon Bell miss a whole year, or did he
come? Yeah, and then he went to the Jets, right?
Yeah, and he wasn't good anymore.
He missed the whole year. He did not. I'm almost positive he sat out.
Hassan Reddick, I understand, wants $25 million a year in a multi-year deal.
Sure.
He's not going to get that now.
No, he's not now. Howard, we had a poll question yesterday. In a nutshell, it was, are the Eagles average? Not look average. Are they actually average? 77% of people said yes. Do you think the people that said yes are right or wrong?
I think they're wrong. I think they're better than average. But I don't know if they're as good as we thought they were. But the NFC is so weak. Look, Detroit lost. San Francisco lost. There's so many opportunities there. And their division, I mean, who's better than them? And the Dallas Cowboys aren't. I told you, I think they really do suck. Micah Parsons was – did he go on vacation last week?
He did.
I mean, it's a joke. So they have great opportunity. Here's the reality. Other than maybe a couple of teams in the AFC, who's really that good? Think about this. Who's really that good? San Francisco, after that Super Bowl loss.
We'll know in two more weeks.
Yeah, I think it's hard to know at this stage. I mean, we didn't know in 2017 the Eagles were the best team in football. We didn't know.
It seriously takes a month to figure out who is legit.
It is possible there aren't great teams, though. Like, last year, it felt like none of those teams were truly great. Like, Patrick Mahomes won, and he's great.
I agree with that.
But there might not be a great team in the NFL.
I
don't think Kansas City's going back to the Super Bowl. So, we look at them now as the best team. They've had some flaws in the first couple of weeks. They were probably lucky to win both games. Not just one game. They were probably lucky to win both games. So the reality is there's nobody that jumps out at you, and that puts the Eagles in the mix. They're still a good team, and they are better than average. But who's really a better than good team in the NFC?
Interesting. The NFC. Yeah. Howard, have a good weekend and a good call with Merrill and Michael in the game. We'll talk to you next week.
Right.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm sorry if I disparaged Bryce Harper. But I did.
No, you said he's trying his hardest. So you actually defended him, even though that wasn't the topic. Hey, good stuff, Howard. Thanks,
Howard.
All right, there you go. 215-592-9494.
By the way, Le'Veon Bell did sit out the entire 2018 season because of a contract dispute.
Wow.
Wild.
So maybe that'll happen here. We'll see. He
was never the same for what it's worth, too.
Which means the Steelers are probably right to not pay him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, it's hard to blame him in that spot.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a shame that Hassan Reddick is going to go that way, though.
Especially at his age, too. What's he, 30, 31? Like, he doesn't have years to waste.
Well, you guys know.
Those years matter so much.
Well, of course they
know. You guys know that, like, there's a multiplier. That multiplier for an ex-player is the number of years that you played. He's not, if this
continues. For the pension, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the pension, for the severance, for the 401k, for the annuities. There are so much attached to the number of years that you were able to get. This is a tragic possibility.
John, does it bother you, and we're buddies with him, but does it bother you?
Yes.
That Sean Landetta, as a punter, has the longest pension.
He's got 50 accrued seasons. Yes.
Ruben Amaro. Should a punter years of service count the same as a fullback's years of service?
Well, obviously, physically, it's a little different. But
I'm more like a quarter. They should get a quarter. Richie should get four times the amount of years.
Should a guy in the bullpen or should a starter get? I mean, you get what you get.
I heard the number one time. I don't want to say it on the air because I could be wrong and might have misheard and misremembered. But I heard a number one time attached to Landetta's annual through the pension.
Insane,
Joe. It is a It is a large number. I mean, I think he punted for, it was either 25 or 26 years.
Good for him.
I mean, it's a large.
Yeah,
it's
good
a,
for him, man.
It's a large number.
Let man live.
And here's John, puts in 7 years ramming his face into people. Now he's got to work at WIP to make a living. I mean, you know.
That's nice to remind him.
It ain't fair. All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
That minute must be played like any time we have a bad weekend or something. That was priceless.
Wait, chicken wings or Kelsey? There was two different.
Chicken wings.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
I had multiple people text me to thank me. Thank me that we played the audio.
Unbelievable.
James, we could do the diet audio also.
That's pretty good,
too. We could do that next.
Sure. No. I mean, I'm always down.
All right.
When Seltzer said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's a bird.
I think that was the best part.
That's radio.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think Topper did us wrong, man. We got, like, we're going to get into the playoffs on the hangover team, and Taiwan's going to win. So we're going to be like, yeah.
Can you imagine if Taiwan pitches them to the postseason?
Yes, I think it's going to happen. Like, it's the most, it is the most, like, of course that would happen.
But, Gary, the other team partied last night. Phillies can't lose tonight. Another team party.
They're not playing them. They're playing the Mets tonight.
Oh, I got confused. Yeah. Yep. A Thursday four game series. Yeah. Yep, my fault. Bad job by me. Well, Gary, one way or the other, the Phillies should make it. Well, I don't say should, but likely will. I mean, either a Braves loss or a Phillies win. So, you know.
Spike talked about it yesterday about the why can't they build the stadium down by the waterfront? Like, doesn't that make the most sense? Easily get
what
in and
part
out
of the waterfront?
Beautiful?
Like where the
it depends where.
What's that?
Yeah. It depends where on the waterfront.
Oh, I thought you said Penn's where. I'm like, where's Penn's where?
It's right next to Penn's Landing.
You need to get those ears cleaned
out.
It depends where because you need access to, to highways.
Like the Navy Yard?
Yeah, the Penn's Landing, that was like one of the sites that they had talked about in the like initial stages.
Well,
of
that's where I live. I'm going to protest.
Well, it's not happening, so
Penn's
you don't have to worry.
Was, where's secretly where I wanted the Phillies ballpark was to be because
that'd
I thought
be
it would
nice
be really,
spot.
Really
beautiful.
Cool.
It'd
be gorgeous.
They didn't have the infrastructure to be able to do it. I don't think they physically could. They just didn't have the space. They would have had to build it out.
It would have been a long park.
That feels very San Francisco PNC
doesn't
it?
Oh, yes. That's why I wanted it.
And
I
mean, Pittsburgh has that.
To me,
Pittsburgh's PNC.
It would have been fantastic.
San Francisco's Oracle now?
Oracle,
Billions of dollars that would have had to be spent on the infrastructure to get it done, and I just think it became too much, too unwieldy.
It
bummed me out because the bridge is there, and you work between the bridges. It would have been just
beautiful.
The scenes would have been spectacular.
One of the problems with Penn's Landing, because I do live really close to there, has always been that 95 cut it off.
Yeah,
and so access to that space is tough.
I mean, you try to go shopping at the shopping centers down there on a Saturday, and it's gridlock.
It is.
I mean, it's just not good. I lived in Queen Village for a decade.
And Rhea, that's without 45,000 trying to come to a baseball game.
That's my point. That's just people going shopping.
Yeah, I think it would have been beautiful, Ruben, but
I don't think it was doable necessarily, but it would, the whole concept of it was, I mean, that would have been spectacular.
All right, Gary, give me a great answer. Who or what got shortchanged?
I think, too, the other problem would have been a kayak would probably dissolve in that water.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Instead of McCovey's Cove, we would call it, give me a bad Phil seltzer. Who's a bad Philly?
Steve Jeltz. No offense, Steve.
Oh, no. Aww.
I know him a little bit. Pick someone else.
WIP. I grew up with Steve Jeltz. What do you want to say? He was
you
not, call not a good
Steve
player.
Steve Jeltz Cove? Covey?
It's an honor,
Cove?
Right? It's an honor.
Yeah.
That is an honor, I guess.
Yeah, but McCovey, it's 511 home
Steve
runs.
Steve Jeltz.
Yeah, but he's saying his boat's going to dissolve in the water. That's what it did.
That's not right.
All right, Gary, I need an answer. Who or what other than Steve Jeltz got shortchanged?
How about we got shortchanged by Jimi Hendrix passing away at 27? I mean, the music that he could have put out with this technology now, playing into his 80s like everybody else.
It's humans get shortchanged because someone does. I mean,
well, you based this off of somebody dying, Joe.
I did, but I also said let's not have like the deepest, darkest things. And I got Hendrix dying young, but all right. I'm sorry, I'm laughing here, but we're starting a segment. It's funny conversation behind the scenes. Hello to everybody. All right, this segment's a Boffo segment, so we'll get to Times Yours. We're going to do some calls. Also, we're not going to do life advice. We just got too much going on. We're going to get to the audio of Jason Kelsey, what he said about, the Sixers ownership group in the city. That's wild. But also, we do want to give you this diet audio. And Seltzer, you have the diet audio.
I do.
You have the diet audio. We're going to get to that from a couple years ago. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ed right now in Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Going well. We're going to win.
We are going to win.
Talking about the Phillies?
No, I'm talking about the Phillies. I'm talking about the Eagles. Oh, okay. But I was thinking of the Eagles. While
talking about the Sixers ownership group winning their quest to make more billions?
I wasn't thinking about that.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I was just thinking, when I picked up my shirts from the dry cleaners yesterday, I looked at it, it's like, man, these look good, but they're not as clean as Kirk Cousins' jersey was on Monday. That needs to change.
Ed, you know who's got sacks? We have Milton Williams with a sack, and we've got Zach Bond with two sacks, and that's it. That's our whole team's production.
And BG had one that was taken away because of a penalty.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, that you've heard a lot over the last few years about how the pressures can be more impactful than the sacks.
Yeah, we're not getting those
pressures either.
No, we're not getting
those either.
No,
correct.
I've also seen enough of Avante Maddox. I mean, if our secondary is going to have these growing pains, why not just start Cooper DeJean now? Is he not ready?
Ed, I have been a big Avante fan through the years. The first two games have made me wonder whether his best athletic days are behind him. Look, he's played longer than most NFL players do.
Too many injuries.
He came out in 2018, a lot of injuries. He's been a good quality Eagle, but he might not be a starter anymore.
I mean, if Fangio's not going to dial up, you know, the pressures and just change his style, you got to put more playmakers on the field to counter that, to make up for that.
Well, I'll tell you this, Ed. I'm more inclined to rip Howie's selection of the players than Fangio's use of them because, you know, look, I think you bring up a good Avante point. But look, we've been through this a million times before. Schwartz dealt with it, other coordinators, where it's like, you know, the hitting coach in baseball, it's his fault. It's like, you know what? It's the player's job to hit the freaking ball. It's Bryce Huff's job to go get the quarterback. It's Jordan Davis's job to go stop the running back.
Bend your knees, Jordan Davis, and tackle people and beat the block, defeat the block. I don't care if you're double teamed or not. You're a giant. Go beat people up. Jalen Carter, I don't care that you're being held. Go do what you're paid to do.
Fletcher Cox was held and grabbed and double teamed and all that stuff.
Every single play.
All right, hey, we got to move fast. Give me an answer. Who or what got shortchanged?
Viewers of The Sopranos in the last episode.
You know, it's an interesting answer. Sopranos viewers. It's not inconceivable winning answer. All right, what is inconceivable? And Ruben, you've never heard this audio before, my diet audio. I don't need to set it up much. Seltzer says it's pretty self-contained. This is another sit back for 2 minutes. Enjoy, again, another at my expense. Ruben, I don't know if this will top the last one or not. The diet audio from years ago.
I'm tracking my meals, by the way, for a couple of weeks for a doctor. He wants me to track my meals.
Really?
Yes. Tracking the meals.
So a doctor has told you that your shamefully poor eating habits need to change?
Yep.
Get out of here.
I swear to God. You want to hear my meals?
Wait. Why is it that a doctor told you this? Like, what was your complaint? That you feel sickly?
You see a doctor. You know,
you're sickly sometimes and weak?
Sometimes you got to see a doctor.
Doc, I feel like a weakling. What do you say?
Sometimes you gotta see a doctor.
What did you say?
I mean, there are things that are spoken about, and there are things that are less spoken about. You know.
Okay.
Sometimes those meals go through you kind of quick.
Oh, gross!
So
this is terrible.
Here are the meals I'm working on. This is now he specifically said for these 2 weeks, do not change your eating pattern.
Wow.
Obviously, he wants me to eat better. But for 2 weeks, he wants my normal, regular type of food. I said, no problem, Doc. I can handle that. Here's what we've been working on. I go back. I'm looking at my phone here. Thursday. So I think this is Thursday of last week. Here's what we've had. Since last Thursday, we started Thursday with two slices of pepperoni pizza with blue cheese on the side and a Coke. Then that night, I cooked a meal, John.
Wait, blue cheese on the side?
Yeah, I dipped the pizza in the blue cheese. Very good. Underrated. That night, I made pork chops for myself.
You know that's terrible for you.
Well, I get it. Pork chops with Uncle Ben's wild rice. All right. So
pork chops. How do you get pork chops?
I made them. I bought them and I made them. So that was a good job on me. Friday morning, two pancakes with butter and syrup. Lunch, I had a Panera turkey sandwich, white bread, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, chips, and water. Dinner at 11:30, I had a cheesesteak with onions, potato chips, and a Coke.
And you wonder why.
Saturday, I had two scrambled eggs, rye toast, and butter. Then, let's see here. Then I had a Wendy's cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, onions, fries, and a Frosty. and then that night...
Oh, my God. So
that night I had five pieces of Popeyes fried chicken.
Oh, my God.
with mac and cheese. The next morning for breakfast, I... Two Dunkin' Donuts. Chocolate frosted.
Oh, my God.
And wait. So you know...
Sunday night, I had cheese ravioli with sauce.
Hold on. So you know
1:30
that the doctor...
1:30 a.m., I had clam chowder.
No, you didn't. You made clam chowder 1:30? Oh, man. My
Ruben,
teenager my doesn't eat that bad.
Oh, my goodness.
What's yours, Ruben?
You're mixing a leafy green. Just
no,
one.
There's none. There's
just
none.
One green bean. There's eat one green bean.
Fruit and vegetables, holy not a smoke. Not a priority
zero.
In that
zero
diet.
Are
no
included.
You had things running through you.
And that was
and the
every
hits
day.
Just keep coming.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. Now they keep getting worse.
I have improved. That was about 5 or 6 years ago.
I was your
miracle of miracles.
Yeah, that was that. It was the down low was. Yeah.
Well, then.
Well, geez. I mean, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
Burgers.
I had to take photographs
cheese
to look
steaks.
At the carnage. Trust me.
What?
One salad.
Hold on.
Settle down. There was a multitude.
You love to say that something and then we react and you go, settle down.
Settle
you're
down.
You're the
settle,
reason
settle
we're
down.
Reacting.
Steady.
All right. No life advice with the hammer today.
You are not allowed to give life advice with
sound.
A diet
no.
like that.
Right. All right. Here's
that's not medical. You were taking pictures. That is
well,
unsanitary.
I had to show a doc. Well, I might afford it to him. I can't remember. All right. So
right.
I also just want to know myself what's going on down there. All right. So let me say this. We're not going to do
that's
traditional
awful.
Life advice today. We typically do. The life advice today is actually going to be just listen to Jason Kelce and what he said to us about an hour and a half ago on the Sixers arena situation. So that's by way of saying life advice brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. If you heard the Kelce audio earlier, I feel confident you'll want to hear it again. It was amazing and at times explosive on the Sixers arena situation. If you haven't heard it, I guarantee you, you'll want to hear the next 2 minutes. Jason Kelce, over an hour ago on the Sixers arena situation. Jason, your preference, Camden, Center City, Philly, the South Philadelphia Sports Complex, where would you prefer it be?
I would prefer it stays in South Philly.
Me too.
Unquestionably. And I'll say this, when it does get built in Center City and all of these people are displaced, at the end of the day, people are probably going to love it. In 10 years, all this is going to be different. And we're probably going to be really happy that there's this beautiful complex that was developed down there and it's a thriving part of the city. But right now, I really hate it. And part of me is like, I have scars from this, from growing up in Cleveland and watching Art Modell try and strong arm the city and then move him to Baltimore. And I really have a strong disdain for the fact that this guy strong armed the city by threatening to move him out of the city. And all of these people that have devoted all of their time, all of their efforts, all their money, and like a lifetime of fandom towards this team. And now you're going to strong arm people against what the city wants. I really have a hard time being okay with that. I'm not okay with it. I think it's wrong. But that's how I feel.
And I just, let me give you one more on that, because I've said this in the air. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Part of what bothers me about what you just said there, not what you said, but the Sixers ownership thing, I would have respected their position more if they less said it's about what's good for the city and more said what it's good for them.
Yeah.
They would not be doing this if it did not put additional monies in their pocket.
That's why they're doing it. It has nothing to do with the city, and they're strong-arming the city. In the city, what do? You risk losing the Sixers? And like, the only thing the fans can do is say, fine, move, we're not going to do it, and then we don't have a basketball team. And it just sucks. it just sucks that there's that much, you know, and this is part of, you know, the ownership group isn't Philadelphian. It's got a New Jersey Devils team, a Philadelphia team, and now a Washington team. And now they're forcing the city to do what this guy wants, and it sucks. But at the end of the day, like I said, at the end of the day, we're all going to be really happy with it. I do think that, other than the people that get displaced out of Chinatown and the people that aren't going to be able to live there anymore, the vast majority of fans are probably going to have a better interaction with a beautiful new stadium and outstanding new shops and retail and all in residential. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. You know, it's just another, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Jason, let me
say
this.
Part of this is like growing up in Cleveland, like I went through this firsthand and I lost a football team for 3 years. So I get the mayor's position and why they're doing this, but it sucks. And I just don't think that amount of, you know, disrespect towards the citizens that allow you to have this team is appropriate.
It's incredible commentary, Jason Kelce. That was an hour ago. Reminder, if you don't know, Kelce's with us every single Thursday morning for an hour in studio, about 7:30 to 8:30. That's the general range. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, if you missed any of that from earlier, you can hear that full interview on our website. Also, of course, through the Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app. You can always listen to various interviews we do after the show is done. All right, Time's Yours in 1 minute. 1 minute to Time's Yours. By the way, if you want to comment for tomorrow's Time's Yours on what Kelce said and weigh in on the Sixers situation, you certainly can for tomorrow's Time's Yours. 215-238-4500 to get it off your chest. Kelce certainly got it off his chest. All right, today's Time's Yours in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. And, of course, they always have a latest and greatest deal with United Tire. And right now, when you buy four tires, any four tires, at United Tire, you will receive a free oil change or a basic four-wheel alignment to keep those tires wearing correctly. It's a great deal. It's one of many reasons why I tell you all the time nobody beats United. What are some of the other reasons? Well, first off, how about how much they're experts and what they do? Sensational, not only with tires, United Tire and service. That's the name of the company, United Tire and Service. So they'll service your car, they'll service it right. Great people. I mean, they do the job fast. They're phenomenal at what they do. And they're spread out throughout the area. 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. So one, you know, pretty good chance is pretty darn close to you. Go to UnitedTire.com to find the location nearest you. UnitedTire.com for the location nearest you. And as I mentioned, great deals all the time, like the one I just referenced. So no one cares more about your car than you and United Tire, they care. Get yourself there, unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone, drive United.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
16 strikeouts. 16. I thought I was looking at the number of turnovers Jalen Hurts is going to have over the next 4 weeks.
Wow. Wow. How about that?
Not the case.
Al Cesioner has not been called by the Eagles to help out defensively somewhere is beyond me. Every time that guy speaks, he doesn't just give his opinion of what's happening. He gives you exactly what he would coach, the technique. This guy deserves to be a coach. Also, Hall of Famer, no doubt.
I agree with both. By the way, Eric Allen he advanced to a different area. They're both up for the ballot, but I think Eric Allen's on a different. He's on the Eli Manning group, I think. I could be getting confused, but Eli yesterday is one of the headliners eligible for the Hall of Fame, and Eric Allen's in that group of might be 15 or something like that. Seth didn't make that grouping. He's on the older committee grouping, but Eric Allen's got a like more inside track.
10-9-8. 76ers, staying in Philadelphia, baby. I didn't want to be the New Jersey Sixers, like the Jersey Giants. Those teams suck.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We'll get to our poll result today, soon, but it will be interesting. Maybe tomorrow we do a similar poll, but spin it around this way. If you knew the Sixers would move to Camden, would you rather the mayor make the deal to put him in Center City or let him go to Camden? That might be a tomorrow poll, because that might have been what the mayor was faced with.
You asked if this is an average team. I don't agree with you. I think this is a below average team. What I saw, that defensive effort, the last time I saw one that bad was when they lost by 40-something points down in New Orleans. And guess where they're going this week?
Well, hold on, my man. To be fair, dude, they rebounded from that loss. they won a bunch of games to make the playoffs that year and won a playoff game. So, yes, they got crushed like 48-17, and Malcolm was flipping off Sean Payton.
Oh, God, that was
so
ugly. Bad.
But they got their act together.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a bad reference. That's
they
a bad reference.
Get it together in a hurry, and I do think it's going to happen.
Remember who saved the day that year?
This is a quick turnaround.
Besides Carson?
No, besides Nick Foles.
LeBlanc.
Remember the Cravion?
Oh, yeah, the pick.
Cravion.
Yeah.
Cravion LeBlanc came in and like held it down.
Was that 20? Oh, I thought that was 2019. 2018. Got
2018.
It. Okay.
That's Times it? Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments,
I didn't shut it down.
And
That's it.
Complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. Two of them. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin with the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, so let's get to the first poll question, which is, have people overreacted to the Eagles losing one game? John, how do you think people voted on that one?
Yes, wins, but it's going to be close, so it's like 52%.
People are holding pretty steady on this week. 61% say no, they haven't overreacted.
Love that.
Which is not that far from the
77%. But it's coming down significantly. No, that's significant.
Well, from 77, but you get
77 to 61. That's significant. That 16% drop from yesterday.
Well, okay.
That's pretty substantial.
All right. You're not wrong there. All right. Second poll question. We've all weighed in today on where we'd like the Sixers to play, at least on the air we have. John, how do you think people voted online? Where do you want to see the Sixers play their games? Camden, Center City Philly, South Philly Sports Complex.
South Philly Sports Complex has got to win.
It does with 78%.
Wow. I was going to say 80. Oh.
14% say Center City, 8% say Camden.
Wow.
Listen, maybe tomorrow we Dramatic. Do a Camden versus Center City poll.
If you only had these choices, what would you choose?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because that may have been what the mayor was tasked with. By the way, I want to thank Conklin. You know, he put something phenomenal together for us today as it relates to Kelsey. We're having some fun with Jason's, obviously, multimedia and international stardom with all of his commercials. Make sure you see Conklin and his comedy show at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster next Saturday, September 28th. Come early to also meet Ike Reese. Also, you can see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Media Theater in Media, PA, Saturday, November 16th, heart of the fall right there. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com for any of Joe's events. To book him for a private event, joeconklin.com.
Also, of course, you can see Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino every other Thursday. Next Thursday, September 26th, see Joe Bartnick from The Bill Burr Show. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, Ruben, quickly, because we got to make a choice here for who or what got shortchanged. You got one or two in mind. Hasn't been said. What are they?
I got Wheeler a couple of years ago not getting the Cy Young Award.
That, good
that
one.
Was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. And then the other one was the Albert Bell not getting the MVP in 1995. 50 home runs, 52 doubles, 126
I'm
RBIs.
So with you. Was it Mo Vaughn? Was it
was
year?
Mo Vaughn got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hated
biggest
that.
Joke of all time.
Because they didn't like him, right?
Because they hated him.
Yeah. Right, so with you on that,
right? Rightly so there, but he should have won.
All right, let's come up with a winning answer. And Ruben, you get to pick here. I think the two best said today for who got shortchanged or what got shortchanged, Soprano viewers, final episode, the way it ends, or Walter Payton not being given a 1 yard touchdown in the Super Bowl, which would you go with, Ruben?
Wow. Based on your assessment of how he